All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode, I have my favorite luchador in the Colorado wrestling area, and that's Delta Jr. Delta, how are you doing?
I'm really good today. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. So, first questions first. How did you get started with wrestling? Did you watch it as in your childhood or get started later in life? How did it come about?
Yeah, I actually, I always been a wrestling fan, and my dad was a wrestler back in Mexico. So I used to go to shows with him back in Mexico for the lucha shows. He was wrestling under the name Delta 2000. And so when I start training, I actually ask for permission so I can use his name. And I started with the name Delta 2000 Junior, but I thought it was kind of long. So I just like cut it a little bit and I'd be like, I think I can be Delta Junior.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, that's from my understanding, that's kind of a that's kind of the tradition, and that's kind of the honorable thing to do is to kind of follow up with the using the same kind of name. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But I have so much respect for my dad and what he was accomplishing on the business that I actually had to ask about it. You know, I'm like, I could use another name, but I really wanted to use that name, and I have to go one day and like talk to him and be like, is that okay if I'm Delta Junior? And he was like, yeah, yes, absolutely.
So, did he watch you, once you got into wrestling, did he watch your wrestling? And if so, what was it like your first match that he watched?
Yeah, he did watch me. In one of my matches, I think I had like probably like 10, 20 matches. And then we actually got to team together here in Colorado once. And it was great. It was great. He always been a huge supporter of me, like whatever I'm doing. He's always talking to me. Like till this moment, he always like talks to me as much as he can and give me a lot of advice. But yes, I actually, we got to work together as a tag team. So it was a really cool thing to do, actually.
All right. And did he do a lot of your training?
He did a little bit of my training. Okay. He mostly did all the old school, I guess I can call it, like the chain wrestling and all the mat wrestling. We did that a lot. And I went to Mexico last year, and they actually had a ring set up there and everything. And we actually went to the ring and kind of trained together. And that was pretty another cool moment for me, for sure.
Oh, well, great. Now, have you ever had to wrestle him in a match?
I actually did, too, though, which is kind of funny. He was a really, really technical wrestler, actually. And I enjoy a lot working that style with him, because he was a really good one on the mat, you know, like not much of a high flyer, I guess, but like their mat skills were really good.
But you have kind of got a little bit more of the high flying in your repertoire.
Yeah, I guess I have to change that style, because it seems like that's where the style is going. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think that the styles right now is going to go to a hybrid kind of deal where all the styles are going to get like combined to just one big style, you know, like the lucha style with the wrestling style, a little bit of Japanese, high flying, strong style. Everything is kind of going to the same, you know, so you have to know a little bit of everything.
And is that what you're trying to do?
I was trying to aim more to the strong style a little bit, you know. Okay. I don't whenever somebody asks me about what's my style of wrestling, I always say lucha. I don't know if I guess being a lucha is kind of like being a high flyer too, but I'll go more to like the lucha style instead of high flying, if you can tell, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and I think I've remember seeing you actually last year at the first Colorado United. You were actually in a lucha match. And so let me ask you this question. When you're actually in a lucha match with other you know, described luchadors, do you find that really fun to do? 'Cause I mean, I thought that match came off really well.
Yes, it's actually way more fast-paced, and I actually like it a lot. But in this, I think in this part of my career, I enjoy pretty much anything, you know. I really like the style clashes, you know, when you go there, and then you know that you're gonna end up wrestling with somebody else that he has a completely different style, and then you can put a match together and be like, have fun with both styles, I guess.
Right. So I'm going to back up just a little bit. Now, growing up, did you have any particular wrestlers that you liked watching, you know, their matches or anything, or anybody you kind of like idolized?
Well, I actually grew up in Mexico for most of my life, before I actually end up moving to Colorado. So the stuff that I was watching was Lucha Libre, and of course you always have someone to look up for. The first one for sure was my dad, because I always enjoy going to those events and watching my dad wrestling. But there was more people there for sure. I was fortunate enough that once that I actually became a wrestler, and then I was wrestling in Mexico, I got to wrestle two of my childhood idols, that which was another cool moment for me.
And who, you know, even though maybe anybody may not know him, but who were those childhood idols? Give him a shout out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was growing up in Mexico, in Juarez, is that's border town with El Paso. So in Juarez, there was a big thing going on. And then two of the local idols in the around that era, it was one of them was Rocky Starr, and the other one was Cinta de Oro. They were really, really big in my hometown. So, and then, like I say, eventually when I became a wrestler and I went to a restaurant in Mexico, I got to work with both of them. So, yeah.
Well,
Excuse me.
great. That's fantastic. So then, you know, we said that your dad being a wrestler kind of influenced you to make the jump, and then you moved to Colorado. How was it breaking into the wrestling scene in Colorado?
Well, it was a little difficult at the beginning, because when I started, there was not a lot of Lucha Libre here. So the events that we have back in those days, it was almost like every month. The Lucha Libre scene was not as big as it is today here in Colorado. So they only did shows like every month or something like that. So that was my idea, to actually start working with the Americans too, because I like that was one of my points when I started training, that I wanted to do something like that too. So that's why I start wrestling with the Americans too.
I see. So, how long have you been wrestling?
I started in 2008, and I actually made my debut here in Colorado.
In 2008, or
Correct.
you
Yes,
started in
correct.
2008, but when did you but did you start in 2008 in Mexico as well? So you just kind of all in the same year?
No, I actually I made my debut here in Colorado in 2008. Once that I had a little bit of experience, I actually went and wrestled in Mexico for a few too.
Oh, okay. So you kind of did it the other way around.
Exactly. So I actually start my training here in Colorado. I made my debut here in Colorado, and then eventually when I had the chance, I actually went to Mexico and then took more training there, lucha training it was, and then I actually started working in Mexico for a while.
I see. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. I like that. So let's talk about kind of the semi-past. Any favorite opponents that you've had so far, or any favorite tag team partners?
Americans or lucha?
Whoever you have. I mean, you could be a favorite for one particular reason or another.
Okay. Well, for the lucha, it's gonna be the guys that I already mentioned. Just because I grew up watching them, and when I got to wrestle them, it was a super cool moment for sure. From the Americans, I mean, there's a lot of talents here in Colorado now. Like, it feels like wrestling has been growing in the last years. So there's a lot of good wrestlers now. But I think if you're talking about like out of state or someone with a big name, I think my favorite one was Brian Cage.
Okay.
That I got to work with him. Was last year at a company called IWC here in Denver.
Oh, cool. That's fantastic. IWC Legacy, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love that promotion. I mean, even though they don't have shows on a semi-regular basis, like every month or whatever, but when they do have a show, they put together a fantastic card.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean, it's well worth the wait.
Another thing that they're actually doing there, they are combining the styles. We go to that again, right? Like, they're bringing Lucha Libre, but they're bringing like American wrestlers too, that which I think is a really good thing going on there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. My first show that I attended there, I was like, oh, he's wrestling on this card tonight? Because, I mean, I had no idea. I had an idea of some of the people that were going to be there. But then when, you know, it was like all these other people that I already knew, you know, being such a fan of everything, I was like, oh, he's here tonight. Oh, and I just loved it. I mean, like I said, they just put together a fantastic card, and it's fun. It's definitely fun.
Exactly. See, I think that's what they're trying to do, combine the fans to run bring the Mexican crowd and the American crowd into it.
Right, yeah. So now how about the so we didn't say anything about any tag team partners, anybody that you've loved to tag with?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, tag team partner is always gonna be my dad, you know, like every time we were working together in the ring, it was something else. It was really, really fun.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so yeah. How about the future? Anybody that you would like to work with? Any dream matches? You know, both in a singles and a tag team match.
From the state of Colorado
whoever you got your eye on. This is whatever you're, you know, whatever you got your fancy on.
Well, it's this guy that is going around a lot. His name is Dragon Lee. He's from CMLL.
Okay.
Definitely that will be one of my dream matches for sure. Like, even if it's like a tag team or Fatal Four Way or something, like if I ever get to be on the ring with him, that would be definitely one of my dream matches.
Well, that would be fun. So okay, but gosh, let's see where else could we talk about. But let's talk about, so we talked about maybe the dream, but let's talk about kind of like the present. You have any big matches coming up in the next, say, few days or so?
Well, we got Colorado United, and are we okay to talk about that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so yeah, we got the Colorado United event is gonna be the Saturday, and I have a big match there. I'm going against Justin Andrews, and the CSW heavyweight championship belt is on the line. So that's actually a huge match for me. So I've been getting ready for it, and I'm really, really excited to be part of that whole show and then to be part of that match for sure.
Yeah. So I actually wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. So recently you faced him in the Primos promotion for the 303 championship, but came up just short. So is this going to be, you got to get even on the match count now and take that belt from him, that championship from him?
No, I actually didn't wrestle him on Primos.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I actually went for the heavyweight against Filter.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was such a blur for me because that was my first event that I went there. So yeah, my fault.
Yeah, it was been a while since I did Primos. I think almost like a year since I was there. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, but let's talk about CSW a little bit. So this is coming up on Saturday. It's Colorado United 2. It's now is the annual event in memoriam of Christopher Chavez Sr.
Correct.
How well did you know him? And tell us all the listeners your thoughts and everything.
Okay. I met Chris Chavez on one of the Lucha shows a few years ago, and he got a lot of respect for what we did there, a lot of respect for the Lucha culture. When I met him, he was about to open up CSW, so we start talking about it, and he said he wanted to bring me there, and he also got a lot of respect for diversity. And he wanted to do something like that on CSW. He wanted to bring the Lucha, he wanted to bring a few Lucha matches to CSW. We were there. We did like 100% Lucha match a couple times. he actually used to do this gimmick called Jefito,
right,
which it was like a heel ref, and that actually came out from one of the Lucha shows that we have over here in Denver, and he wanted to bring that back to his company, to CSW. So he was doing that one in our match.
Yeah. I actually wanted to talk to you about that. You wrestle in a lot of Lucha promotions are in Colorado as well. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Pretty much. I think I'm pretty much being an album already.
Now,
do they
still carry over the tradition of a heel ref and a face ref?
You know what? I haven't seen it as much here in Colorado.
Okay.
I mean, it is a thing, but it's not a huge thing right now. And I think I like that idea a lot, but I haven't seen it that much. But I know for a fact that Chris Chavez brought that back, and he was like the heel referee.
Right. Yeah. Do you think the reason why it's not here in Colorado as much is because it's just a tradition that's not well known, maybe in the States, in the United States,
no,
in particular?
No. No. To be 100% honest, I don't think we have too many refs here on the Lucha scene.
Oh,
and since we don't have that many, so I don't think they can bring a heel ref for the whole show.
Yeah.
And not have somebody else and stuff like that. I think that's the only reason why they haven't done that.
Yeah. And do you think that's why Chris kind of picked his spots, got real good about the being creative in CSW when he pulled it out?
Definitely, because when he was trying to do that, like people just the reaction of people was great every single time, you know, like
yeah,
it was a really good thing to be around of. It was just fun. He was just having fun with us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know I definitely enjoyed it. I mean, and did some, I mean, there was some matches that he was in that it just was like, it was just a roller coaster ride of a match to watch. And it was just like, this is fantastic. Yeah. All right.
So I actually I got to talk to Chris a few days before his accident actually, and I mean he's still I still get sad every time I think about it because
Especially this time of year.
yeah, and so we have a good talk. He actually wanted to bring a whole lucha show to the Springs, and that was his huge idea by the time. And it just tells you how much of a respect he had for the lucha tradition. He even asked me for a few names because he was trying to make it the show like a big thing, you know, like he wanted to bring a few lucha names, and he wanted to do as much lucha as he can because he asked me for some of the guys too. And that was the last time I talked to him. Actually, I was a few days before his accident.
Oh,
That
yeah.
was the last thing he told me, that it was that. And then the last thing he told me was like, "I have great plans for you." That's exactly what he told me. Like, and then we knew it. They were next. Excuse me. Sorry. We didn't even get to talk again,
Right, yeah. Well, he definitely was
you know.
he was always thinking about something. He always was striding for more, it seemed like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to interview him I think about maybe a year and a half ago, and that was it was fun to fun. And the first time I have actually met him, my first CSW show, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. And then ever
Yeah.
since then, he would come by, and if he knew you, he would, even if he was busy, he'd come by and give you a high five and say,
Yeah.
hey, he would take, even if it was, just 5 seconds to say hi to you. It's amazing. It's definitely a loss to our community, in Colorado here.
Yeah, he was a great mind for those shows. I mean, and then like you say, he was legit happy to see you there. He will take his time to you, go ahead and say hi to you, and then talk to you a little bit if he can, you know, even when he was actually busy running the show and then trying to be the ref, trying to do one thing and another, he still have take time and then go and say hi to you, shake your hand or whatever he has to do.
Right, yeah. All right. Well, before I let you go, why don't you tell the listeners where people can check you out, like what promotions, and then also if you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., that they wanted to follow you.
Okay. They can follow me on Facebook. That's the one I use the most. I think I have Twitter, but I never actually got into it, so I just never use it. They can find me on Facebook under Delta Junior. Is a junior with Yay, Delta Junior, and that's where I put all my stuff, all my upcoming events and everything. But so this year I'm actually going back to a few promotions that I haven't been in a while. I'm pretty much gonna be anywhere they book me.
Okay. Any particular, we did talk about you got your the match, this Saturday at CSW. Any other matches in the near future?
Yeah, we actually have IWC coming back. It's gonna be on April, and it's expecting to be a really big show. That's April 14th. It's gonna be on a Sunday. And but before that, I have a couple more shows that they're not 100% set up yet. So for more info, I guess you guys can follow me on Facebook, and I can get all the information there.
Yeah, you usually are pretty good about putting those out, and then I'll usually send those kind of out too. And I gotta try to get to some of those shows. Would you say that even though some people that may not because Lucha is, would you say that it's more geared to the like Spanish speaking crowds. So, but as us Americans or English speaking, we still would have a good time. It's wrestling. It's entertainment.
Oh.
Would you say that?
Oh yeah, no, yeah, that's another big thing right there, and it goes back to for what I was saying earlier. Like it seems like all the styles are going to like a hybrid style, and then same thing with the fans, man. I see a lot of I see a lot of American fans at the luchas, and they always have a good time there too. And then this goes the other way around for me. Like there's a lot of Mexican fans going to the Americans shows now, so it's for everybody, for everybody. So it's a lot, as long as it's fun. Like it feels amazing to actually go to one of the Lucha shows and see all these Americans fans that I seen in another promotion, or they're actually there because they saw my posts or they want to check me out on the Lucha scene. And it goes the other way around. Like whenever there's like this all the Latinos at the wrestling shows or American shows, is and they get there because they saw my post. That's one thing that it feels amazing all the time.
Well, and I just thought of something else I want to ask you, and this is gonna probably we're gonna be a breaking kayfabe just a little bit here, but Big Guns Justin Andrews has given you credit for introducing a lot of American wrestlers and getting kind of pushing them to work the lucha shows. Is that the case? Are you kind of saying, hey, this is kind of a good are you kind of kind of pushing and saying, hey, you guys ought to, get booked and give it a try. Is that the case? Is that's what he said.
Totally. I guess I reached to this point where the Spanish promoters, they asked me to bring a couple of the Americans, or if they need more than that, then they ask me because they know that I know who works, who work, who's a good wrestler, who's not a good wrestler, who can be a fit on the show or whatever, So I guess I'm lucky enough for that. So that way I actually can bring from some of the people from the other shows to this Lucha Libre shows. And it goes the same thing to the other way. Whenever they ask me for Lucha guys, then I can actually bring people who I think they're gonna be a perfect fit for them,
So yeah, you're like a conduit.
And I guess you can call it
Well, great. Well, Delta, I really appreciate you coming on to the show. And like he said, he'll be wrestling for the CSW Championship this Saturday at Colorado Springs, Colorado United, too. So, Delta, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Once again, a big thank you to Delta Jr. for coming on to the podcast, giving us some insight on how he got started and all of his great experiences in his wrestling career so far. Once again, come out to Colorado Springs Wrestling, Colorado United 2 this Saturday at the Hillside Community Center at 925 South Institute Street in Colorado Springs. Doors open at 6 p.m. Bell is at 7 p.m. They always have a lot of the wrestlers interacting from the time the doors open. Buy some merchandise, get a picture, get an autograph, all that great stuff. This year, for Colorado United 2, we have a lot of great promotions teaming up for a lot of great causes. Of course, for the Christopher Chavez Senior Battle Royal. And also this year, the Colorado United will be benefiting the family of New Era Wrestling star Logan Austin, who has recently lost his mother. So you're going to see all kinds of great promotions teaming up. And they are Primos Pro Wrestling, New Era Wrestling, Iron Hills Championship Wrestling, IWC Legacy, Redemption Championship Wrestling. All going to have superstars represented there at the show this Saturday. But before we get there, let me talk about a couple things. I forgot totally on this podcast, I should be reviewing, just a quick review, some of the shows that I recently attended. So if we go back to last week, I went to both Rocky Mountain Pro's Thursday night taping of Charged and Ignition on Twitch, powered by the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. Great shows, always worth going to those shows. It was a fun time on Thursday. Robbie E was in town. He was doing some seminars with a lot of the wrestlers on Thursday and Friday, and it was great to see him once again. And then on Friday, like I just mentioned in the previous episode, there was the Respect Women's Wrestling show, the first one ever, and it was fantastic. I can't believe how well it came out. We had a lot of great matches, as well as some great names that you may know, as mentioned just right a second ago. Robbie E took on Leva Bates in the main event. It was fantastic, and like she said, she was showed Robbie E some respect. 1, 2, 3, as simple as that. Also, Holodad was here. She had a great match. And, you know, some of the other women that wrestled, you know, we had the returning Rochelle Riveter. And newcomer Simi Lockhart was also here, so making her debut. And, of course, some of my favorites, Bente Powell was in action. And Aria Aurora was there. And Amadad was there as well. It was fantastic, and they have already announced a second show, I believe, in March. So that should be fun. So come out. Hey, plan a trip into March. Hey, March is my birthday month. Come out, enjoy a birthday party with me. Even though it's not till the end of the month, and I believe this event is in the middle of the month. But who cares? Party month all month long in March for Mr. Fourth Row. But that was just my review of last week, so let's get on with this week. Like I said, this week, as usual, we have the Thursday night. That is, as of this time of this recording, that is tomorrow at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Golden. They are going to start off at 7 o'clock with the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy Ignition, followed by Charged. You can get tickets at rmpwrestling.com. And then Friday, since it is the last Friday of the month, Rocky Mountain Pro is going to have the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience at 5 p.m. at the Rackhouse Pub. Come arm wrestle wrestler. Get into, I believe they're going to have the sumo suits this time around. Do some giant beer pong in metal canisters, like, you know, oil drum kind of stuff. That was kind of fun. So come out 5 p.m. till, I believe, 9 p.m. And then the wrestling will start at that time. Once again, get tickets at rmpwrestling.com. And then, of course, on Saturday, Colorado United, too, with all those great promotions coming together to celebrate Chris Chavez and benefit Logan Austin. And speaking of that, we have lined up a couple of thoughts, and people wanted to kind of chime in for this weekend. So let's get to that before we get out of here.
Hey, wrestling fans. Big Guns Justin Andrews here, your Colorado Springs Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, longest reigning Colorado Springs Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And I'm here to say just a few brief words about Christopher Chavez Sr. Chris wasn't just the founder of CSW. He wasn't just a great wrestling promoter. He's a great man, and he's someone who saw in me something that other people didn't. He always encouraged me and really helped me springboard my career. I'd been in the business a long time before I met Chris, And it's no coincidence that after meeting Chris is when I've had my greatest successes. He's meant so much to the Colorado wrestling community, to the Texas wrestling community, and to wrestling in general. Not just the founder of Colorado Springs Wrestling. Like I said, he was a friend, he was a father, he was a husband, he was a brother, he was a son, he was an amazing man. And it's because of him that we do Colorado United. Colorado United 2, January 26th at the Hillside Community Center in Colorado Springs Wrestling is going to be the biggest professional wrestling event in the history of Colorado. I'll be putting my Colorado Springs Wrestling Heavyweight Championship on the line against who I deem to be the number one contender, Delta Jr. I won my title on January 27th, 2018, and I'll be defending it January 26th, 2019. That's 364 days, and I plan on leaving the Hillside Community Center still your Colorado Springs Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And I'm doing it for one man and one man only, and that's Chris Chavez Sr.
This is the Dread Captain Stevens, and my favorite memory with Christopher Chavez Sr. was from the very first CSW show, where myself and Cormac Battle were the first ever match in CSW history. And looking back on it, Chris was always a guy that was just, he was really friendly with us. He was really nice. He was a great guy to be around. He was always happy and joking around and stuff. And he made sure that we were all taken care of and stuff like that. And I just hope to do him honor this Saturday at Colorado United 2 in the Christopher Chavez Memorial Battle Royal. See you all in there.
This whole Curtis hates us thing, this isn't a joke or like a gimmick or anything. Like, I legitimately can't stand you people. Let me give you a reason why. Rob Risen's coming back. It's his first time ever at Colorado Springs. Super exciting, right? Everybody's excited. How many of you idiots know who Rob Risen is? I've heard about this dude ever since I became a professional wrestler. And I've heard nothing but good things. He's gone over here to do cool stuff. He's over here. He's got greener pastures. Awesome. But how many of you people can legitimately say you've seen him wrestle? I'm thinking, to give you the benefit of the doubt, that maybe you're just really excited to see me again. Maybe you're excited old Curtis Cole's coming back to CSW to put on a good show. What's going to be the match of the night? Let's get straight here. And it's not because Ryzen's coming back that it's going to be the match of the night. It's because I'm in it. I can make a garbage can look good. And Ryzen, you're not too far off from a garbage can. See you, Colorado United 2.
So just a quick note, since Jimbo Lucas forgot to introduce himself, here he is with his thoughts on Chris.
Coming up on Colorado United 2, and this year, you know, it's so big because we're raising money for our brother, Logan Austin. But, you know, it's a memorial show to remember Chris and, you know, to remember the multiple things, you know, that we knew and loved him for. So just, you know, he was more than a promoter. You know, he was more than a friend. He was more than a family man. He was all of those things to us, you know, and maybe you didn't know him, but you're a big CSW fan, or you're just a fan in general. And you're a fan in Southern Colorado. Southern Colorado wrestling wouldn't be where it's at without Chris doing what he did. And that's even trickled past CSW. You know, you look at everybody else that started to get involved with professional wrestling. It all started with Chris. Chris was the big domino that started the whole thing, you know, and I think we're going to continue to see growth in this region with wrestling. But, you know, 10 years down the road, no matter what, you know, we still will have a Colorado United. We will still look back and remember Chris, and we will remember, you know what, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for him.
All right. There you go. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast, where pro wrestling is elevated with altitude.